Hey gang, this is Sam for Who Would Win Masters. Just letting you know, we just started our own Instagram account, instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters, where you can find clips from our shows, behind-the-scenes footage, memes, geek news, and so much more. Please head to instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters and follow us there. Let's see if we can't get this account to at least 200 followers by the end of Shocktober. And now let's get into the episode. The night is still across abandoned city streets, its silence broken only by the distant echo of fireworks. From the shadows, a figure steps forward, shield in hand, every movement carrying the weight of a nation. At the other end, a glint of green flashes as an arrow is notched, rebellion smirking behind the hood, every shot aimed at the powerful. One fights for country, forged in duty and sacrifice. The other fights against it, sharpened by grit and defiance. Patriotism meets rebellion. This week, it is the Sentinel of Liberty, Captain America, versus the Emerald Archer, the Green Arrow. Hello and welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we have yet another epic showdown. The Star-Spangled Strength versus Emerald Precision. It is Captain America versus Green Arrow. Folks, our guest today is an actor, comedian. He was Haystacks Calhoun and part of the Turbo Team, so don't run, walk slowly, because we're welcoming to the Challenger's Chair, Steve Moulton. Steve, how you doing? I haven't seen you in forever. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It has been so very long. I'm doing all right. You know, I've been keeping busy this summer. I've got an upcoming Netflix credit to tease, but I'm not allowed to say until it drops, probably sometime in January.
Nice.
And I got to spend today working at a friend's video store. So, you know, things are...
Cool. Well, keep your Netflix open, everyone. All right. So, Steve, you are, and I don't think this is surprising to anyone who is aware of your being in the world, you are repping Captain America. I'm going to ask, because I ask this to everybody, why did you pick this character? But I know in my heart, there is no other character you would have picked. But tell the people, why a Cap?
I mean, you may be right. I might not have picked anybody else. First of all, Captain America, Captain Steve Rogers, he's on Team Steve. I'm a Steve, he's a Steve. It's right there. Second of all, he wears a lot of red, white, and blue. I like to wear red, white, and blue. I used to walk around in New York Giants gear when I was a kid, back when every kid had to have a starter jacket. I would go with Giants gear just for the red, white, and blue. And then on top of that, I've just always liked the guy. I think his outfit's real neat. I think it's cool that he chooses a shield instead of other conventional weapons. And then, you know, there's that classic Cap look where he's got kind of the scales in his armor. Who doesn't like a hero with some scales in his armor, right? Captain America, baby.
Right on. It is time for today's Tale of the Tape. It is time for today's Tale of the Tape. Today's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by the American Council for those little metal twist ties you find on your bread bags. When considering your bag closing needs this fall, choose those little metal twist ties. Some people might tell you that those little plastic tag things are better. Those people are wrong. Cut those people out of your life. You don't need any of that kind of negativity. You're an American, and you value high quality over cheap plastic. So use those little metal twist ties and take some pride in yourself and how you bag your bread, because that is why the American Council for those little metal twist ties is here for your bag bread. Okay, let's move on. Tonight's battle is a fascinating contrast in styles as we are pitting Captain America versus Green Arrow. First off, Captain America Steve Rogers was a pipsqueak kid with a big heart and love for his country. So the military, naturally, injected him with a super soldier serum and turned him into the ultimate fighter. Captain America first appeared under the Timely Comics banner in Captain America Comics No. 1, published in 1940. He was created by Joe Simon. He was created by Joe Simon and Jack Kirby. Meanwhile, Oliver Queen, a.k.a. Green Arrow, came out just under 1 year later in More Fun Comics number 73, 1941. He was created by Mort Weisinger and George Papp. Green Arrow is a rich businessman from Star City who is also known as the world's greatest archer, fighting crime with his well-known assortment of trick arrows. Now, I suppose I have to introduce your competitor for tonight, Steve. You may already know that he hails from the great state of Michigan, but did you know he was voted the worst poet in Ann Arbor 2004? I didn't know that until right now. But it is the one and only Ray Stakanis. Ray, are you ready for this battle tonight?
I feel ready for this battle. I think I'm ready for this battle. At the end of the day, Steve Moulton with Captain America might be the fiercest 1-2 combination we've had on the show so far as passion for the property goes.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that is fair. I did want to point this out. Steve, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Are you also from Pennsylvania? Is that right? Do I remember that?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, my friend.
All right,
a little town called Lemoyne, to be exact.
All right. So I hope that doesn't put our Michigan off bounds here. No prejudice, no biases, but just pointing it out. It's there.
I once got stranded at the Detroit airport for 3 nights straight. So I feel like my heart is in Michigan just a little bit as well.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
And I never want to see, there can't be collusion between the two Pennsylvania folks, because Sam, isn't your wife from Michigan?
That is true. I married
you want to go against
Michigan,
the family
so
here?
I am very unbiased here.
You know better. That's my point. Yes.
I'm just trying to give Ray a little scare. All right. Let's get ready. Let's get into it. It's time for the rules in under 1 minute. Here are the rules of who would win Masters in 1 minute. There will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, and with that on the record, Steve, as our challenger, you will have 3 minutes for your point number one. Three minutes are on the clock, starting now.
All right, my point number one is that in this case, and in a lot of cases, Captain America is the OG. There are only a few comic book superheroes that are older than him. And yes, he's only just about a year older than the Green Arrow. But frankly, that makes him more dangerous. Because think about when you were a kid. If a second grader was getting a little tough on a first grader, you let him sort it out, right? But if like a sixth grader was getting tough on a first grader, well then, hey, somebody bigger steps in, breaks it up. This thing is way too mismatched. And with that, Captain America being just a tiny bit older is frankly going to put good old Green Arrow on the hot seat. Now, first of all, I do want to also point out that I respect Green Arrow, and I guess maybe I'm saying that secondly, but I like what's happening here. It's a battle of good guys, and I think the worst that's going to happen here is one of these good guys taps the other good guy out. And so with that, I just want to say, may the best man win, Ray. But here we are, Captain America, the OG. He's that 1 year older. And then on top of that, something Captain America has on his side by being the OG is popularity, right? He's Captain America. He's popular with the whole darn country. I'm told they even like him pretty well up in Canada and down in Mexico, too. And so I lost my place on the page. But think about this. Captain America's popularity, while it doesn't exactly pull in from all corners of the multiverse, the bottom line is Cap got on the big screen for the first time ever in 1944, just 4 years after his inception. How long did it take Green Arrow to get on the big screen? Now, does that really make him better in a fight? Maybe, maybe not. But it's sort of like, what do they call it in sports? The sixth man, right? The audience. The audience is pulling for him more. And so with that, I present to you that Cap is the OG. He's way more popular. That's going to fuel his fire in this fight. Green Arrow, he's been a cartoon quite a few times, but from his inception in 1941, he's never been on the big screen. It took him till 2001 to get a regular TV show with the Justice League. A big deal. Captain America's had a 1966 cartoon, two 1979 movies, the 1990 movie where he was played by Matt Salinger, of all things. Captain America is the people's favorite, and that's going to fuel his fire in this fight. Okay.
All right, Ray. 3 minutes on the clock for... All right, Ray, 3 minutes on the clock for Green Arrow, starting now.
I love that you use your entire first point to just say that Captain America is a more popular character. I don't think in a fight, the fourth wall meta-breaking who sells more t-shirts effect is going to matter when we put these two in a battle against each other. I'm actually going to combat what you said for your entire point one with good things about how he fights. It's a crazy idea. Okay, so Oliver Queen is very, very strong. He's easily peak human, maybe even a little bit more. He has to be in order to shoot arrows the way that he does. We've also seen him lift and throw a man with one arm, picked him up in the air, threw him hard enough to dent the wall behind him. I've seen him carry a 900-plus pound dinosaur-looking monster an extended distance through a forest. I've seen him pick up and throw a motorcycle at another motorcyclist. Are we sure that Green Arrow is just peak human? Because these feats seem to defy that. We've also seen him hold his own against top fighters and super-powered characters like Deathstroke, who it matches up very, very well with Captain America, probably more so, and Green Arrow's been able to hold his own against that character. Well, he also has some gear. Green Arrow wears Kevlar armor for a little bit of protection in case Captain America pulls out a pistol. I guess sometimes he does that. And he has thermal goggles in case it's nighttime fighting. But as far as training goes, and this is what's important, Green Arrow was, besides the karate, the kickboxing, the judo, the eskrima with the sticks that he knew beforehand, he was trained by Deathstroke's trainer, a guy named Natas, or Natas, or however you pronounce it. I don't care. It's a written word, not a spoken one. He was trained by this master of Deathstroke to the point where Green Arrow could hold his own, potentially even defeat Natas in a battle, a 1v1 battle against him using martial arts. And not just that, he trained all that good stuff, all that kind of like ninja training, if you will. But he also trained with grandmasters in the aforementioned disciplines as well. In fact, he's so good with shooting arrows and fighting and punching and shooting arrows and hitting with the bow, that itself is considered a form of martial arts. He's basically the Bruce Lee of the DC universe in that he created his own martial art and then mastered it. And physically, he has an exceptionally high pain tolerance. I've seen him like take arrows into him and then they like grind against the bones and he's still able to fight as well as he possibly can. He's able to push through all kinds of injuries and he's got wins against Red Hood, the Invulnerable Brick, Solomon Grundy, Parallax, aka Corrupted Hal Jordan, which he was able to win in a fist fight and then put an arrow straight up in his chest.
All right, it's a strong comeback from with Green Arrow point number one. Steve, you have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
Well, this is my first counterpoint on the show. I want to say I am a little nervous, but also, Ray, I'm worried that you kind of stepped in it here by choosing Green Arrow to go up against Captain America. I think you stepped in it so thoroughly that there is not a single arrow in your quill that's going to be able to scrape this off your shoe, Ray. Now, you pointed out how Green Arrow might just be a notch above peak human, but we know for a fact Captain America is peak human. And we know for a fact that he is, quite frankly, a notch above. Throwing a motorcycle, that's nothing to Cap. hanging on to a railing and a helicopter. That's nothing to Captain America. I'm sure he, you know, probably had to drink some apple cider vinegar the next few days for soreness in the muscles, but he got the job done. Holding a log and tearing it apart with his bare hands because he's a bit perturbed with Tony Stark, that's nothing to Captain America. Think about how long those movies are. Think about how many logs he tore apart with his bare hands that they just didn't have time to show us. So I think,
All right, that wraps up our first point, gentlemen. Good stuff, good start. We'll see how popularity beats strength and arrow precision, hopefully, coming up in point number two after this break.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
All right, welcome back. We're going to get straight into point number two. Steve, you have 3 minutes on the clock for Captain America, starting now.
All right, I might have to vamp a little bit more on this one. But as you remember, point number one was the OG. Point number two is the lucky man, because Captain America was born with unofficial, unquantifiable good luck. Now, I know he's not lucky like Long Shot of the X-Men or like Domino of X-Force, who I think her power's luck. That's at least what they told us in Deadpool 2. But think about how lucky good old Steve Rogers had to be, right? He had to be lucky enough to go over and over again to try to join the army. And he just so happened to get there the one time that Dr. Erskine was on the lookout for somebody who could become the super soldier. And then on top of that, I'm not sure what that note even says right there. Oh yeah, he goes to train in the army. He's lucky enough to figure out the flag puzzle that all the other guys are competing for. He's lucky enough that when Tommy Lee Jones throws a grenade on the ground, Cap jumps on it out of bravery to save his fellow soldiers, but it turns out it's just a dummy grenade. He was lucky enough that after he got injected with the super soldier serum and went chasing after the Hydra spy that had been in the room, that spy threw a kid into the river. Captain America stopped to try to save the kid, and he was lucky enough for that kid to be the one kid in movie history that knew how to swim after getting thrown in a river. Every other time you watch a movie or read a story, the kid that gets thrown in the river, even the adults that get thrown in the river, they don't know how to swim. The hero gets sidetracked. It gets ridiculous. But Cap met the one kid that knew how to swim that day. And he was lucky enough to get to work with Peggy Carter, for crying out loud. You're telling me in 1940s, he just so happens to be working with maybe one of the hottest women on the planet? That's incredibly good luck. But to wrap it all up, he gets frozen for 70 plus years. That's terribly unlucky. But when he gets found and thawed out, he just so happens to get thawed out by a team that's going to be able to fully recuperate him, because they're S.H.I.E.L.D. after all, and they're going to be able to team him up with guys like Iron Man, Thor, two of the best assassins in the world, and the Incredible Hulk for all future crime-fighting and world-saving endeavors. That is extremely lucky. That is my point number two. I'm not sure how much time I have, but here's
30
another
seconds remaining.
Point. He just so happens to save a whole bunch of guys during World War II. And some of those guys turn out to be badass enough to become the Howling Commandos? That is incredibly good luck. Captain America has unofficial, outstanding, unquantifiable good luck. And that is my point number two.
All right, Ray, 3 minutes on the clock for Green Arrow's point number two, starting now.
Now, I agree that Steve Rogers is a very, very lucky fellow, but, you know, you sort of put him in a more neutral environment, and I don't think luck's going to take him out against somebody with this much combat mastery and this much going for him, because point number two for me with Green Arrow is that he is an archery master. I'm going to talk about why he uses the bow, and it's because he's really, really good at it. He's known as the world's greatest archer. If he gets up close with Captain America, I do think that given the martial arts training, the great durability, and the reasonable strength, he can fight with Captain America. Even in the movie version, we've seen regular people like Batroc the Leaper able to hang with Captain America at least long enough, although Cap does tend to win those fights. But those people are trying to engage him in hand-to-hand all the way. Green Arrow likes to sit back at mid-range and pick people off using his special powers, right? He's been able to shoot arrows through bullet holes. Already ridiculous. He also likes to knock things out of the air. If Cap tries to throw that shield, which he loves to do, I can absolutely see a situation where Green Arrow shoots an arrow very quickly that knocks it out of its way and knocks it away from the battle. He also, and shooting things out of the air. He shoots other arrows. He shoots grenades. I've seen him shoot a missile or a rocket. He also shoots like mundane things like cigarette butts and falling rocks. He does not care. I've seen him split an arrow with another arrow, a feat I only otherwise saw in Disney's Robin Hood with the Fox version. That's fantastic. I once saw him tag a Speed Force character with an arrow while he was running at like full tilt. This is a guy who could punch the Flash. He was able to move that fast. Green Arrow can plan. Green Arrow can make it happen. I've seen him shoot an arrow into a gun barrel at a distance away, knocking that gun right out. Heck, he once saw the glint of a sniper rifle from miles away, and he was able to shoot that sniper with an arrow from miles away. He also, his favorite thing, pinning people to objects, usually in quick succession of about, I don't know, 4 to 7 arrows. He loves to pin people to walls, cars, everything else, and incapacitate them that way. That's not a way he can defeat Captain America, but it's a way he can set him up for a defeat. I mean, he also ricochets arrows, like around corners and such. He once shot an arrow that bounced off of one guy so it could hit the guy next to him. This guy's incredible with his shooting. He also shoots multiple arrows at once. Heck, he even does that underwater. How do you shoot arrows underwater? I don't know, but he did it. Heck, he's so fast with shooting these multiple arrows, he's often shooting his second arrow before you've even reacted to his first. Final point, he loves to use the environment to his advantage by shooting like water towers, knocking them on people. He hits car gas tanks with flaming arrows. And with the help of Green Lantern, he once used an arrow to snipe an alien on the moon. On the moon from Earth. Outrageous.
All right, Steve, you have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
I have to admit, in my research, I did not see about Green Arrow sniping something on the moon. That's extremely intense. And you're not wrong, right? He's got those bow and arrows. He's absolutely a threat to Captain America from across the room. But Captain America is smart enough to look and say, I'm up against an archer. I need to hang on to my shield this whole time. And I need to close this distance so fast that his bow and arrow will be virtually rendered useless. Now, I get it. He's the Green Arrow. I respect him. He's got tons of tricks up his sleeve. He, after all, models himself on Robin Hood. We know Robin Hood wasn't just an archer. You know, he was a great dude. But Captain America is also a great dude. He's also got a super soldier and hero's heart. So I think that just relying too much on the bow and arrow is going to be a mistake. Cap's going to close that distance. He's going to render the bow and arrow as useless as he possibly can. And he's going to tap Green Arrow out in under a minute. I'll say it.
Wow, that's a strong statement there. We'll see how that goes in our point number three. After this break.
you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, folks. It is time to get right into our final round, point number three. 3 minutes on the clock for Captain America. Steve, get ready and starting now.
All right, you remember point number one was the OG. Point number two was the lucky man. And I'm saving it for last. Point number three is the super soldier. Captain America is a super soldier. He trained as little Steve Rogers, right? He got recruited as little Steve Rogers because Dr. Erskine was able to see that he had the heart of a champion. And then he got to train with the United States military, the Army, if I'm not mistaken. I'm 100% sure it was the Army. He got to train with a special unit of other guys who were up to potentially take his spot as Captain America. And then after proving that he had what it takes in training, after proving he had what it takes in smarts and in courage, then he got the super soldier serum and he got to absolutely elevate to peak human strength and possibly even just a few notches above. We've seen him on the big screen running right alongside the Black Panther, giving him a run for his money as they charged into battle in the Infinity War. He's got super speed. We've seen that he, you know, just the joke of going for a jog at the beginning of Captain America Winter Soldier and just lapping good old Falcon around the Washington, D.C. reflecting pool over and over again. Just while out for a jog, he just kept lapping and lapping and lapping this dude. He's got that super speed. He's got the super strength, the logs that I mentioned earlier, ripping them apart with his bare hands, holding the helicopter down on the helicarrier as long as he could with just his left hand and his right hand and nothing but his super soldier muscles doing the job. Like when he had to rescue the kid, well, didn't have to rescue the kid from the swimming, the thrown in the water thing. He managed to yank the door off a 1940s all steel American built car in order to use it to protect himself from some bullets. And on top of that, he took a shot in the face, a punch in the face from Thanos, who was wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. It's argued that maybe that killed him, and then the Time Stone saved him just a minute later. But nevertheless, Captain America got punched in the face by Thanos. That is incredibly strong because he is the super soldier. And now for that silver bullet that I mentioned before we got started. Captain America, the elevator fight in Winter Soldier. In that elevator come the SHIELD strike team. They are basically the SWAT team of SHIELD. And those guys are essentially nine Green Arrows stepping into that elevator with them. They managed to strip him of the SHIELD.
30 seconds remaining.
They managed to strip him of the SHIELD. They managed to cuff one of his hands to the elevator wall with a super strong magnetic cuff. And he still defeats all nine of those guys, each of whom would easily give the Green Arrow a run for his money. That is my point. Number three, Cap is the super soldier. There's no way he loses to Green Arrow.
All right, Ray, 3 minutes on the clock for your final point for Green Arrow, starting now.
I'm going to talk a little bit faster here because I have a lot of things to say because I am talking about the trick arrows, that this is how Green Arrow is, in fact, going to beat Captain America, and I'll show you why. His base arrows, just arrows themselves, are already extremely strong. Look, they break concrete. They pierce steel. They once impaled Amazo, the robot who has the powers of all the Justice League. Oh, we also did that to Lobo, a character who can fight Superman with just his standard arrows. He's got a crazy amount of special arrows that he knows exactly where they are and how to use them, and this is where he wins a lot of his battles, through ingenuity. Starting with the boxing glove arrow. Yes, that's a thing. He shoots an arrow with a boxing glove. If I didn't mention it, somebody out there would be mad. I have done it. He also has, Sam, this is for you, grappling hook arrows with a rope. which allows him to zip line his way up to fairly tall buildings. The highest I saw was 7 stories high. If he's able to expand the distance against Captain America, who doesn't have much in the way of ranged attacks, he's going to take him out with some of these trick arrows from a balcony or something. Some of these other arrows, net arrows. His net arrows can hold up multiple men at the same time. It's a titanium mesh microfilament that Cap can't just shred with his bare hands. He also has flashbang and tranquilizer arrows. These are going to disorient Captain America and knock. And these are the arrows that once knocked out Deathstroke. That's right, knocked out Deathstroke, a super soldier with excellent training who defeated the entire Justice League by himself. Not to mention sonic arrows. These are similar to flashbangs, but they're sonic pulses and audio attacks. They're good against people with super senses, you know, like super soldiers. He also has tornado arrows. They just create a tornado around people. I don't know. He uses them. He's used them multiple times. It's crazy. I don't know. Fling Captain America up in the air. He also has explosive arrows. He's got a sticky coating on these. They're essentially like Semtex grenades. He shoots them. They stick to you. They explode with extreme force. This is an explosion that could shatter concrete. This is like TNT dynamite used in mining, but it stuck to your chest, Cap. He also has shock arrows, which electrocute people, KOs them, and flings them around. Flaming arrows. These take out multiple people at once with fire. Cryonic arrows. He can freeze an entire room of enemies like Sub-Zero for Mortal Kombat. And not to mention, the biggest battle of all I didn't say in point number one, with the help of a Green Lantern, he did defeat Superman with a kryptonite arrow hitting him in the chest after he had turned. But the big fight I want to talk about here is in the comic Hawkeye Blind Spot number 2. Clint Barton defeated Captain America. That's right. Hawkeye defeated Captain America in comics. All right. He used a special foam expanding arrow to disable Cap's shield and then lured him close and hit him with a taser arrow, taking down with a powerful electrical charge. Sounds a lot like the stuff I just talked about with the shock arrows. Oh, and by the way, he does have a flame retardant foam arrow as well. This is a win.
All right, Steve, that's a lot of shots literally coming at Cap. You have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
That's a beautiful argument, Ray, but again, Cap keeps that distance closed. He's on top of it because, let's face it, lose the shield, lose the bow and arrow, lose the armor, maybe even lose the good looks for both of these handsome devils. We get them in their boxer shorts in a good old high school wrestling room for a bare-knuckle Donnybrook. Queensberry rules even, okay? Oliver Queen is going to be absolute toast. You can pick the bread, Ray. White wheat, sourdough, or rye bread, Ray. You can even pick the jam or the jelly, but Captain Steve Rogers is eating Oliver Queen for breakfast. And if you want to skip that, slather on some tuna salad and melting cheese, Steve Rogers eats Oliver Queen for lunch. That is my 1 minute rebuttal. I hope that made sense to anybody but me. And Captain America wins, hands down, shields up, baby.
All right, and as every episode goes, Ray has not had counterpoints throughout, but he does get the final thought. So, Ray, when you are ready.
You know, you talked a little bit about starter jackets and having them when you were a kid back in the 90s for the New York Giants. We in Bapin, Michigan had triple fat goose jackets. I don't know what this relates to anything at all, but I think starter jackets were a thing and probably a lot cooler, but it was very cold in the Detroit area. So we had the super padded triple fat goose. Nothing to do with my point. I just wanted to throw it out there. Now, when talking about these two specific characters, Steve, I love your tenacity and your love of the character has truly come through. But unfortunately, your arguments did not. I feel like the luckiest man in the world argument, the OG argument, these are why Captain America is a phenomenal character, but not necessarily why Captain America would win this fight against Green Arrow. I believe I've given 3 points of salient and cogent information that will show you and build up to exactly why Green Arrow wins this fight. And you're right. If they stripped down to their boxer shorts, an image I don't care for, and they started to Greco-Roman wrestle, I believe that Captain America with his super strength would have the edge. But that's not how these fights work. Oliver Queen is very smart. He did not survive and get on as long as he did, as well as he did, without knowing where his advantages were and taking full advantage of them and keeping this fight at a medium range where Cap can only do so much, staying away from him, using the flashbangs to keep Cap away from him, using the sonic arrows to incapacitate him, and eventually, given the example of Hawkeye, a similar character to Green Arrow, in a lesser one, if you ask my opinion, when we do head-to-head analysis of them, that character was able to beat Captain America with a little bit of trickery and with some special arrows to negate the shield. And we've learned because of that fight that a shock arrow will knock out and incapacitate Steve Rogers for enough time to win a who would win fight. You did great. You just had the wrong matchup.
All right, now is the part where I do lots of typey-typey and stand by.
Sam has weighed all the points made. Two figures met in collision. Now let's find out who would win. It's time to hear Sam.
All right, great job, gentlemen. This is a tricky match for our two combatants, and we're glad to have Cap here on Veterans Day representing all of the men and women, real and fictional, who have served with honor. So thank you so much. This battle started off with a bit of a curveball, something new, something we haven't really seen before, with just a little hype session from Team Cap. But I don't think the Peter Pan strategy of getting the audience to clap Tinkerbell back to life is quite enough to be an entire point. That being said, Ray brought up the Superman defeat, but I'm going to say Cap doesn't flinch at Kryptonite. He also mentioned the Green Lantern help, but, you know, he's not around to help Oliver shoot the moon. So I have to say, I did want to hear more about Cap's shield and all that encompasses, and how he's going to hold on to it when the trick shots are flying off the wall. When the smoke clears, I hate to say it, but this Veterans Day isn't red, white, and blue. It's all green. As hard as Cap tries to close the gap, he laid out a path to victory as Oliver Queen keeps his distance and incapacitates Captain America with flashbangs and sonic arrows. And I'm even going to give it to you this time, Ray, the grappling hook just might have saved the day. But folks, that is just my opinion. Please go vote in the poll and let me know what you think of this match. Steve, thank you so much for coming on and repping Cap. That, again, just my opinion. We may see that the audience goes a different way. Do you have any final thoughts on this?
Well, I just want to address your one question real quick. How is Cap going to hold on to that shield while the trick arrows are flying? And I'll tell you how. Good old-fashioned American strength, baby. But I get it. The match is over. I look forward to hearing what the fans have to say about it. You're in my prayers, giving it to Green Arrow on Veterans Day against Captain America. You got your foot hovering over a bear trap right now, Sam. And
well, let's
so
see.
I hope that everybody keeps it cool out there. Cap's a good guy. Green Arrow is a good guy. You know, this was a Donnybrook among friends, quite frankly. So I hope the voting goes my way, and I hope the comment section keeps it cool.
Yeah. Well,
and
thank you
Veterans
again.
Blessed Day to all who listen.
Yes. Yes, that is great. Thank you for joining us. Do you want to throw out some socials or anywhere people can find you?
You can find me on mostly Instagram, but also on Threads, Blue Sky. I think my Twitter might still be active. I really got to look into that and probably delete it. but all of those, I am at Big Steve Moulton, MOULTON, rhymes with the molten lava, spelled a little differently. And, please, please, please watch things like I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, Young Rock on Peacock, and I've got one more Netflix credit coming out on a pretty funny sitcom that I'm not allowed to mention yet, but that's probably going to drop in January. So it's on its way soon. And thank you for listening and thank you for watching and thank you for having me, Ray and Sam. I love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, leave that Netflix tab open for months, folks. All right, Ray, potentially congratulations. Again, just my opinion. We'll see what the people say. Any last thoughts on that?
I love Veterans Day because I think we need to honor the troops of this country. I think that they do a phenomenal job putting themselves in harm's way to protect all of our freedoms, generally speaking. That said, Cap had to go down. He was right in my arrow's crossfire, what do you call it, reticle, and he had to be defeated today. I believe I did lay out a pretty clear path to victory. I believe that Steve did a wonderful job creating the hype for Steve Rogers, but not as much the clear path to victory for Steve Rogers, outside of he's a super soldier, he punches really hard, which by itself does mean a lot. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but I do believe Green Arrow has too many tricks and knows how to do them. And I think the Hawkeye point does in fact push it over the edge at the end of the day. So here on Veterans Day, I'm basically Sergeant Slaughter circa 1991, siding with General Adnan and the Iron Sheik for the Iraqi forces as we launched the Persian Gulf War in WWE, and then taking the world title off of the Ultimate Warrior before, spoiler alert, dropping it to Hulk Hogan, RIP, at WrestleMania 7. That's the role I will have today. This is the Ultimate Warrior matchup, obviously. The WrestleMania matchup is yet to occur. Steve, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. You were judging a Captain America battle that I was in on the original Who Would Win show. And that's when the love of this character really struck me as I tried to debate against him while you were judge. And I remembered it very, very fondly in a way that I should remember when we did this show. I got to have you on to talk about Cap, and what better day than Veterans Day? What better day to make all of America sad? I've done it. I have done my job. I'm wearing my pink flowered shirt that I bought for family pictures, and we never even used it for family pictures. you got to see this one on the Instagram. Follow us, Instagram, Who Would Win Show. Let's do it. Follow us on Patreon. We've been doing movie nights. Halloween just ended. We watch scary movies with the patrons. Come on, patreon.com/Who Would Win Show. Cast your vote for who wins this battle, all the other battles, whatever you want to do going forward. Join us for movie night. Get your voice heard. You know we're going to come to a wrap up. And I have a feeling this particular episode of the wrap-up might be one of the most heated ones of comments that me and Sam will ever have had to work through. Steve, I again thank you for coming on the show. You're a brave man. This is a tough place to come and try to compete. And I understand that. And I know that because I know who I am. I'm great.
All right. Well, thank you both. And thank you everyone out there who is listening. And absolutely make your voices heard on our social media and Patreon. You can keep the debate going with Who Would Win Show on Facebook and Threads, as well as on patreon.com/Who Would Win Show. Tune in next week as Ray and I go over your votes and comments, and hopefully not too much backlash from this in our wrap-up episode. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of the Who Would Win Masters show in the Challenger's Chair, record a one-minute demo, video demo of yourself. Send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe we will see you up against Ray in the future on the show. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.